want me to do? God, where do you want me to live? God, where do you want me to work? God, who do you want me to marry? God, what do you want me to do in this crisis? What should I decide? What am I supposed to do next? God, what is your will? What is your will? These are the questions that keep us up at night. These are the questions that consume our waking thoughts. They break our hearts. God, what is your will? And God wants us to ask these questions. He actually invites us to pour out our anxieties about all of these things before him and to seek his face. But there is a will of God to know and to do, whether you live here in this city or whether you live in the middle of nowhere, whether you have that dream job that you've been pursuing all your life, or whether you feel like you're stuck in a job that is going nowhere, a job that leaves you weary and deflated. There's a will of God to know and to do, whether you are given in marriage or you are devoted solely to the Lord, whether you're sure or unsure what to do next. There is a will of God to know and to do. And you don't have to lie awake at night wondering about it, agonizing over what this will is. You don't have to go through your day overwhelmed with finding it out. You can rest your heart and you can put your mind at ease about it all. This will of God. So I want you to feel that for a second and breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, there is a will of God to know and to do despite the things that you don't know. Feel that peace wash over you. You know, there's so much that you and I do not know. Like how many hairs we have on our head, or whether we'll have hair in 20 years, or what tomorrow will bring. None of us knows. But you can know this will of God, so that even if the road of life takes you to the right or takes you to the left, even when the floods of tragedy hit, and they will hit, you can still be founded on a rock. So what is this will of God? These words of mine, says Jesus. These words of mine. Which words? These words from the sermon that he just preached. Starting back in chapter 5, that's what we're ending tonight. Sermon on the Mount. All the words that he has spoken in the sermon. The will of God in Jesus' sermon starts with a confession. God, I am poor in spirit. God, I am empty. But don't worry, God says. It is my will to give you the kingdom and to satisfy your hunger. And this beautiful will of God moves us into grace-powered transformation. You are salt and light, God says. Salt to preserve a rotting world and light to light the way for the darkened eyes of the world. It is my will, God says, that your righteousness be like my righteousness. A righteousness that reaches out, a righteousness that mends our neighbor, a righteousness that acts to restore, not to use our neighbor, and not to put on a good show of virtue for our neighbor. It is my will that you seek me above all else, God says. And all these other things that you worry about, food, clothing, your life, your career, where you'll be, who you'll be with, all of these things will fall into place. It is my will, God says, that you walk the narrow way. And yes, it is hard, but it leads to life. Unlike the broad, easy way that leads to destruction. These words of mine, the Sermon on the Mount, this is the will of God. And you may say, but all that really still seems so beyond me, so out of reach. But think about it this way. What infant doesn't strive to sit up? What infant doesn't crave to walk? Or can't wait to speak What infant doesn't always reach higher to grow up, to be just like mom or dad? You therefore must be perfect, that is complete, mature, as your heavenly Father is perfect, that is complete, mature. As an infant grows into life beyond her current frame, so there is life in reaching up beyond our own vision, reaching up past our own wants and drives toward the way of Jesus. This is the will of God. And as often as we fail in reaching, and yes, we'll fail, we pray this piece of the will of God. Father, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And it is our Father's gracious and eager will to forgive us, to pick us back up again. This will of God isn't the life of earning God's favor. It's the life of walking in his favor already received. The poor in spirit who are rich in a kingdom that will outlive all kingdoms, who are salt and light in a world of decay and shadow, whose greater righteousness is ever reaching out to any people who are in need, whose road is the road to inheriting all things, not just the fleeting wealth of the things that we chase after in this city, in this world, the things that rust and rot, things that have no reach beyond the grave. The poor in spirit are the truly wise of the ages. But here's the warning. You can hear all these things and still be a fool. You can call Jesus Lord and still be a fool. You can do great things in his name and still be a damned fool. Because your doing is only surface deep. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Jesus is judge. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? Then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So once again, the kingdom of God is not about theater before men. It's not an outward show. It's not a Pharisaical performance. It's about allegiance from the heart. It's about allegiance to Christ as King. Christ will say these words later in Matthew's gospel. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. That's what Jesus is getting at in these statements here. This is the great tragedy, actually, of Palm Sunday. Because the same people who were waving palm branches in triumph to welcome Jesus as King in the city, not less than a week later, they were crying that he would be crucified. The lips versus the heart, saying versus deep down doing from the core, out of hearts that are transformed by God's grace, built on the rock. So that's the warning. And here's the admonition. Hear, truly hear the will of God. Take in Jesus' words, hear their life, and then do them. Do them. Before you theologize about them, before you try to fit them into your system, try them out. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And then the warning again. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew, beat against that house. It fell, and great was the fall of it. It's like what James says in his epistle, be doers of the word, not hearers only. To hear and to do the words of Jesus is to be a citizen, a different kind of kingdom. A kingdom that's different from the kingdoms of this world. It is to be built on a different kind of foundation. Jesus talks about the foundation of a rock here. And his audience would have known the Psalms. This rock is God. A life that is founded on God. We've heard the warning. We have heard the admonition. And now the choice. Just like every other choice in this sermon, there is this way and there is that way. There's no third way, there's no middle way, no compromise. Wise or foolish, rock or sand, stand or fall, what will you do? Or better yet, whose will you do? Whose will you do? You can figure out your career. You can map out every road, every intersection in your life from this day till the end. And you can still be a fool. You can still be wise, even if you never figure out your career. Even if you never figure out the details of your future, because your future is the kingdom of God. And your career is to be salt and light. Salt and light. These aren't my words. This isn't on my authority. These are Jesus' words. These are on his authority. So hear these life-giving, glorious words of the will of God from the Sermon on the Mount. And with joy and relief, know them and do them by the grace of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your will. Thank you for your Spirit. Please pour out your Spirit on us to follow you eagerly, to follow the way of life. And Lord, as often as we fail, forgive us through the blood of your Son. Transform us, Lord, into salt and light, into those who do your will for a world that needs your righteousness. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.